The exhibitor hall inside the Phoenix Convention Center spans over 312,000 square feet and has over 500 unique exhibitors and artists. You can find any type of merchandise of your favorite pop culture icon. For $1,000, you can buy a replica of Captain America's shield, or for $1, you can buy an old DC or Marvel comic book. Among the hundreds of vendor booths at Phoenix Comic-Con this year was Yuma artist Gisela Coronado.
Overall, it has been pretty successful. People have been noticing us. People have actually remembered us, and they love to come back.
Apolonia Rubacalva, an Arizona Western College student, is helping organize a YumaCon by gathering business cards for future potential vendors. She says similar conventions in rural areas are becoming increasingly popular.
Like San Diego is really popular, and they have a lot of guests that are like really famous, so that's why they get filled sometimes. So I feel like if they had more cons like around the year, more people would be able to enjoy that.
Then there is Northern Arizona University student Stephanie Stone, who cosplayed as a character from Steven Universe, an animated TV series on Cartoon Network. She believes women's roles in the pop culture industry is rapidly changing.
For cosplay in general, like, women are kind of taking over and they're taking a stand where they can dress how they want and be whatever character they want, which is pretty cool.
For KAWC, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.